I was watching television a couple days ago and I saw one of the dumbest commercials I think I've ever seen. It was an investment advisor from one of the big companies giving advice set in an airport. Like, that is the place that you want to whip out your phone and play with your stocks, is in that particular place. How secure is that? I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more right here at the Insecurity Brief podcast.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
So I watched this investment thing and it really bothered me. It bothered me for a couple of reasons. One, you know, doing this kind of stuff or investment stuff, there's something that you got to realize about the banks and security and what is covered and what is not. What's not covered is anything that doesn't fall under FDIC. All of your investments, your 401k, all of those things are not covered by FDIC insurance. So if somebody steals or breaks their way into your account, you're out the money. There are some other things that malware is after, and different types of malware for looking for credit cards and all the crypto stuff and wallets that people are doing now because the dollar is going crazy. And one of the things that I had even talked about is using crypto as a method to hedge inflation, just transferring it in and transferring it out. I still haven't found a cheap enough way to do it on a daily basis, but it's better than paying 6% more. Anyway, what I was getting at is that there are some real liabilities with using your mobile device, and a couple new ones that is out there that actually made the news recently. FluBot has been around for a couple months. It was primarily in Australia and a little bit in Europe, but it's making a comeback. Now, what it does primarily is a couple different things. One was it was sending out fake security updates. So what would happen is a phony web page that was set for mobile would pop onto the device stating that the device was actually infected with FluBot and you need to update your system right now. Just click here. That, of course, installs FluBot, which downloads or uploads your list of contacts so that it can send a text message to all of the people in your contact list and spoof your phone number when it sends the text message so that they're more likely to click on the message. Really nice stuff, huh? There are some other text messages that it does send that you've got a package waiting. The text messages have become globalized and been rewritten so that it doesn't, people in Australia use the word parcel, I guess, and now it's changed to package in the US. You have a package waiting. It also is using that you've got a voicemail on a separate system that you need to click a link, and something about a card. But I had told somebody that I know about this problem earlier today, and they asked a really intelligent question, and that is, do you have to click on it in order to get infected? And the answer to that is, well, for this one, yeah, but there is something else out there. And there's a different attack that is for cell phones. It's called SimJacker. and SimJacker is an attack that goes through the SMS network. I talked about this probably about 6 months ago or 8 months ago. SimJacker comes across as an SMS message that you never see. The attack is actually placed on the SIM card itself. So even though the SIM card gets rewritten with or written with this malware on it, resetting the phone does not remove the SimJacker exploit. So your location is given. I don't remember exactly all the things that SimJacker does, but getting back to the banking things, there have been attacks after attacks after attacks on the mobile side of things for banking information. There were about 300,000 infected devices over a bunch of things that were in the Play Store, on Google's Play Store, going after mobile phones. Now, what these things did is they were using the popularity of some things. So when people were talking about the QR codes, there were a couple fake QR code applications that were placed in the Play Store. And in order to get around Google's security and keep Google's security away from the, keep Google from detecting what they were doing, they would send out the originating program, which you would download to your phone, your device, and then do an update. And through the update process, 2 and 3 times, doing different updates, it would include the malware. Most of the malware is after banks. It's after your banking credentials and looking for some of the bigger banks. I don't know if they're doing all the smaller banks, but it is a problem. They're also looking for credit card numbers. So entering your credit card and, of course, crypto, if you've got a crypto wallet on your device. I highly recommend that you don't do that, that you get a second device. If you have a phone that you can tether, you can give yourself a connection to your second device while you're mobile. In other words, using the Wi-Fi off the mobile device, tethered. But really, who really needs to carry that around anyway? And it's dumb. I mean, the whole thing is the banking industry, for the most part, I believe, I'm convinced, really doesn't care. They care about what is compliance. In other words, as long as we look like we're secure, we're secure. If we get hacked, they have tax dollar enforcement. The insurance companies pay for the bank and wear out the tax. It's just taken out of tax dollars. So the banks are covered, and of course we're not. So if somebody steals your money, meaning gets into your banking accounts or your investments, you're out the money. You are really out the money, because the people that that are out there doing this rarely get caught. And I've heard horror story after horror story after this, and there's really nothing that anyone can do. So to mitigate, again, get separate devices and put social media on a separate device from your phone. The phone that you use to call, or maybe you pay with that phone and it's tied to one of the payment systems. That is separate from your bank account. Your banking information and logging into your bank account shouldn't be on the same device as your payment system. You need to keep these separated, because big tech doesn't care. All these companies that convince you that you use one device are putting you at risk. And this is the truth of the matter. They really do not care. All they want to do is trick you into spending more money. That's what it's about. Right now, there's a whole bunch of people out there that are getting new phones, looking at the newest, latest and greatest, and spending over $1,000 for a cell phone, which is insane. I don't do it. And by the way, if you do want mobile service, I've got a deal with a low-cost provider, the one that I have been using. It ends up being right around $22 a month, 3 gigs of data, and you have your choice of T-Mobile's network, Verizon's network, or AT&T's network. So if you are interested in that, just send me a note. I'm on Twitter most of the time. I don't really answer things on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Or send me an email. You can go to my website and hit the contact thing and send me a note. But, you know, the whole thing about the cell phone stuff is separating your stuff out and making it so that, you know, I don't give social media the access to the cellular network. I have it strictly on Wi-Fi. The reason is I don't want to be bothered when I'm not home. I got the addiction notification from using social media. I got the phantom feeling. If you use this stuff and you get the alerts, you'll eventually feel a vibration that's not there because you're looking for the device. But of course, there isn't anything there. I got that once, and I forever took my stuff off my phone and put it on a separate device, and I don't have social media on my mobile anymore for that reason. So what do we do about the, can you still get the viruses, and are they a problem? And like FluBot and these other ones, if you think you're infected with it, what you can do is you can reset your phone back to factory and get rid of most of the ones that, most of the infectors. But there's a problem. You can't back it up because you'll reinstall the infector, which means that you lose all your contacts and pictures. Or you can do a computer backup, I would imagine. Although that's for this one, for FluBot specifically, it would probably be safe to copy not the apps, but copy the contacts and the pictures off, and then put them and then restore them back. But most of the cloud apps, even with the iPhone stuff, if you do a complete backup of an infected device and then restore it, you're just putting you can't put the apps back. You just can't. That's basically all I can suggest about how to get rid of that one. The SimJacker one, you got to get another SIM card. And for the most part, you know, most people aren't going to be attacked with that. Although, you know, the more I think about it, the more it is possible. So switching out your SIM card wouldn't be a bad deal once a year, come to think of it. Get a new SIM card. SIM card isn't all that much money. It's just a couple dollars now. And like I said, I have a carrier that I am using and that's low cost. So, and they come with a separate SIM. So, and on another front, on security. I'm making a deal with somebody to that has personal firewalls, small appliances that you can put in your own home network, and going to make up block lists that you can download, put it publicly so that you can download a block list, and then we can block all these, we can block all the marketing companies. I've been looking at this for quite a while, and the problem that we've got right now, of course, is that the everything is going over to fingerprinting your browser, so you don't even know that you're being tracked. It's not like the old days of using cookies. But at any rate, I'm Tripp. Until next time, have a good one.